Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out, as the kids would say, on Drive Time, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with the biggest club in the world, Manchester United, the mighty. They've confirmed that Erik ten Hag, or Hag, as some people are calling him, will be their new manager from the end of the season or the beginning of the next. Anyway, the news broke during White and Jordan show. Here's how it sounded. Right, this has just come in. No, that's me. This is exactly how it sounded.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Manchester United have a new first team manager. Erik ten Hag has got the job.
Poor sod.
Manchester United have just appointed Erik ten Hag as manager.
Manchester United. Look at the 3 years Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was in charge, and you look at the erosion, you look at the denigration of the actual culture of a football club that was built on one thing in the last 30 years, winning. What it was then became built on was sloppy standards, apologising for players' behaviour and looking like second-class citizens. Now, if this guy, I think this guy's got a terribly difficult task. And if he's going to be given an opportunity, he's got 6-7 transfer windows during that period of time. I think it will take all of them.
Ten Hag has just said in the last few moments, it's a great honour to be appointed manager of United. I'm hugely excited by the challenge ahead. I know the history of this great club, the passion of the fans. I am absolutely determined to develop a team capable of delivering the success they deserve.
No real shock in that news, because I think we've known for a while now that Ten Hag would be the latest chosen one to come into the corridors of power at Old Trafford and take on what has become a bit of a poison chalice, you have to say.
Irrespective of what club he's managed, irrespective of how big Ajax are in the Eredivisie, they are a minnow in comparison with the expectation, focus and absolute drill down on Man United.
I think it's a good appointment, and I know what Simon says, he's unproven in the Premier League, and Ajax compared to Manchester United and coming to a club in the Premier League is small fries to a certain extent. But I think you need someone to come in, wipe the slate clean and do it similar to what they've done at Ajax.
Sure.
Now, the things that are going in his favour, he's gone in a strong position and he's gone, I want my own scouts, my own recruitment. And with scouts, it's a skilled perspective to look for a certain player.
Yeah.
And I feel they've been looking for the wrong players at Manchester United.
He's got the unfortunate situation of going up against Guardiola and Klopp, and Man United will still be benchmarked by what those two teams are doing. With Tuchel in there as well, you know, you've got, and you've Conte to add to the mix, four elite managers that are all capable of rocking and rolling.
You know what, like, I just wanted to pick up on a point that Simon made, that he hasn't got Premier League experience, and this is like the worst argument that I've heard from so many people that call themselves pundits and experts on the game, because you look at the five most successful managers in Premier League history: Arsene Wenger, Sir Alex Ferguson, Pep Guardiola, Jurgen Klopp and Jose Mourinho. None of them had Premier League experience.
Now, here's the Ajax legend Ronald de Boer, former teammate of Ten Hag, talking about, well, you guessed it, Ten Hag.
What is, you should expect, I think, a coach who wants to control everything from training ground, everything what is around at the club. So I think that he's very much involved in everything.
Is he going to try and stamp the Ajax way on Manchester United, as he has done whilst he's at Ajax?
I think you always have to look to what you have as a team. The intensity is, of course, have the ball, high pressure on the ball, put pressure on the Leicester line of defense, and from there already maybe create chances. So that is, I think it's going to be offensive for sure. That is what he learned with as a second coach with Bayern Munich, with Ajax.
On now to the Spurs boss, Antonio Conte, warning Ten Hag about the big demands that the Premier League has.
Oh, you said his name properly?
Yeah, it's Ten Hag, isn't it?
In England, it's not so easy. And for this reason, I said to you during this season that many teams have to pay attention, because in England, it's so difficult that you can sleep and to finish, to stay in the relegation zone, to fight, to avoid a relegation, and to fight for a place in Europa League, Conference League, to finish out of the Europe. In England, for the manager, is a big job for every manager. For every manager, because the competition is very high, the level is so high that for sure when you are a Manchester United and is a top club, no? And the pressure is massive. For sure you have to fight to win trophy, to win title. It's not easy because other teams, top teams, they have the same idea.
On now to boxing, and there's only one day to go until Tyson Fury and Dillian White fight for the heavyweight championship of the world at Wembley Stadium, live on TalkSport. Unless, of course, you're listening to this on Sunday, and it was yesterday, and Tyson Fury weaved his head into the canvas. White, of course, once again reiterated this event isn't all about Fury, which of course it is, because he doesn't bother turning up.
I'm a professional, and this is just part and parcel of the game. You understand? I knew from the minute front row around the press pit, I'll be up against it. Up until I get in the ring, until the 12th bell, if it goes to the 12th, I'm going to be up against it. I'm not under no illusion, you know, and that's why I made the decision that, listen, if things is not where I need it to be, I'm not going to overwork and push the boat out. Because this ain't just a Tyson Fury roadshow.
Hear my fight with Dillian White live on the TalkSport app.
This is the Tyson Fury and Dillian White roadshow.
I agree. We made that point yesterday as well.
Yeah. We have to dance to the same tune. And then
sure.
I don't dance to no one's tune. I'm a savage. I'm an animal. I don't dance to no one's tune. I'm a predator, you understand?
And here's the British heavyweight Derek Delboy Chisora. Bit of a rubbish middle name, isn't it? Your first name. Who has fought both fighters, back in Dillian White, to win on Saturday night.
I'm willing to put my house on it. I'm willing to put my house on it that Dillian White is going to knock Tyson Fury out.
Whoa.
Really, yeah.
Oh, look at your faces now. Look at your faces in the studio. Look at he was looking at his notepad right now. And then suddenly, when I said that, he looked me. I'm like, listen, I'm saying is, Dillian's going to knock Tyson out. And Tyson is my mate. But yep. I know he's listening. If he's listening, he's going to get knocked out.
If I was in Dillian White's corner and I was training, I'd say to him, be Dillian White, be aggressive, come forward, throw with Tyson and get involved in a dogfight. He's a slightly better boxer all round than Deontay Wilder, in my view. I know Tyson could afford to take risks in that third Deontay Wilder fight. I know he takes more risks than you probably want him to take. But if he can get Tyson into a dogfight and upset his rhythm, I believe that's his best chance of causing the upset.
On now to The Breakfast Show with Alan Brazil. He made a big old claim that Anthony Joshua doesn't have a chin, literally. So here's Alan saying exactly that, followed by Chisora's response, and then Alan going, oh, sorry, can we be friends?
He doesn't have a chin, AJ, like Tyson's got. So as Ali says, you know, he's got... He's
no,
got
I, have to, I have to re... Sorry, man. AJ's my friend. You can't say things like that.
But he was struggling, wasn't he?
When you say you don't have a chin, what do you mean by you don't have a chin?
Well,
I think you need to correct yourself.
Fury's chin is stronger than AJ's.
But they're both being on the floor at the same time. Mm. Do you understand? So, they've been on the floor, they came back from the floor and they won the fight. So, I don't understand when you say things like you don't have a chin.
Warning, this vehicle is reversing.
I think if Fury hits Fury will get up and unless
unless he hasn't, you know, prepared properly, and I'm sure he does. He's, you know, because he looks fantastic at the moment. Fury, I spoke to him just a few weeks ago. I'm trying to work out how Dillian can beat him.
On now to the Premier League action, where Sean Dyche-less Burnley beat Southampton.
In a tense and exciting match here at Turf Moor, the Clarets, backed by a raucous crowd, scored early and late in the first half, a shot from Roberts and a header from Collins from a corner. It was a really good game, Burnley 2, Southampton 0.
I hear this all the time when a manager leaves about freedom to... I don't think it's that. I honestly think they just need to remember who they were as a group and who they were as players. There's not been massive changes, we're not reinventing the wheel. We just made small tweaks. That group's been together, the spirit of it. And that can carry you a long way in football. Sometimes you need those little bits of luck as well along the way. But they've come together, that's the biggest thing.
Burnley tonight were excellent. That's the best I've seen Burnley play. And I just wonder what Burnley fans are thinking about the fact that Sean Dyche didn't get a performance like that out of his team. Now, I know Southampton perhaps are on the beach, but they were excellent tonight. The movement, and after the first 10 minutes, the energy. They won that game 2 goals. It could have been 3 or 4, comfortably.
I'm not into conspiracy theories and all this about Dyche, but something was obviously amiss, because like Jason said, that we haven't played like that all season. And again, against West Ham last week, it's the same thing. Something's changed, something's given. And yeah, I really do think Everton fans need to be looking over their shoulders.
There's no excuse for a very bad first half is played here, because we haven't been on the pitch and we haven't been strong enough physically, mentally to compete with them, and this was very, very disappointing.
And here's the former City winger Trevor Sinclair defending Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel, blaming the pitch for the defeat to Arsenal. That's right, of course it wasn't the pitch, it was Chelsea. They were appalling.
To say that the pitch is difficult to play here maybe sounds like an excuse, but it is very, very difficult pitch that we have here. It's not to our favour, and the ball bounces very, very awkwardly.
If you've got Cobham, which is, I mean, I don't know if you've been there, Simon, but unbelievable facilities, untrue pitches, every one of them, all grass.
Hang on, you're making a case for Tuchel here in the pitch.
I'm just talking to you about fundamentals of football.
Right, now, okay. What about Cobham?
Well, the pitches are superb. If you've got a team full of players that want to play on carpets, have a carpet at Stamford Bridge. It can look good, but when you get on it, it might not be right. So I'm not going to comment too much about that, but what I will comment about...
No, but do you ride what he said?
I understand what he's saying, because I've had the problem myself, but I'm not playing in the Premier League. I'm talking about...
Wait, did you ever come out with, I would have played better had it not been for that pitch?
At times, yes. I mean, if you get a bobbly pitch that is not playing well and you're a passing team and you're a technical team, it's going to favour the more physical team.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Alan Brazil and Ali McCoy singing Hey Jude, as they do.
Hey Jude.
Come on, Alan, come on.
Don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute she let her into your skin. Then you begin to make make it better. Anytime and any place.
Brilliant.
Hate to refrain.
Brilliant.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Words upon your shoulder. Na 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 na.
Is that your favourite?
Remember that Hamden?
Oh, brilliant.
Because you lot were all going home.
Oh,
na 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 na.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I couldn't really give a monkey's, but I am back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Brent, David's brother. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.